Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. May God's richest blessings come to you this day, Rob, as you receive the gift of a wife, and to you, Sandy, as you receive the gift of a husband. May we all indeed give thanks to our triune God for such a blessing as marriage, and that He, in specific, is placing you too in this holy and honorable estate. The estate of holy matrimony or marriage has suffered much in recent times, whether by a culture that wants to redefine it, or by abuses of it that result in wrecked households and marriages. The common theme is the removing of God from being the creator and institutor of marriage, and removing God then from also being the sustainer of marriage between man and woman. With such rebellious redefinitions and abhorrent abuses, however, do not negate God, nor do they negate His created institution of marriage. That marriage is still good. That rebellion to God does not end well, even if for a moment it seems like many are getting away with it. But this, today as a Christian man and a Christian woman come together to ask the blessing of their union by the word of God and prayer, it is the proper way to honor marriage as the gift from God that it actually is. That this is a good day. Our first lesson from Genesis tells us of the first marriage, quite literally a marriage made by God. The woman created from the man's side, brought to the man by God, that the two together would be blessed by God, and provision would be made that would make that first good into the make good, the very first not good of Scripture, that man was not meant to be alone, and that God fixes it by giving marriage. That this, after the procreation of children, is one of the fundamental purposes of marriage, companionship. That it was the creation of woman and the union of the man and the woman into one flesh that made for God's declaration at the end of the sixth day, that everything was very good. This is the blessing we are seeking for both of you today. That today you have honored marriage as God's institution by having a Christian wedding, giving testimony to the work of God among you, between you two, in front of friends and family. That marriage, as God has ordained it, it is good. And indeed, the marriage we pray for you this day would not just be good, but as God Himself declared on that, the sixth day, the day He created it, we would pray that this would be very good for both of you. Now, you both have known in your lives much sorrow and much loneliness, in all of what it is to live in a sinful and fallen world. You have both known the not good of being alone. You have both, however, been taught the word of God, the very good of what God has in store for you from this day forth until your last. That as husband and wife, you would be very good for each other, blessing each other with support and with love, companions to each other until death. That you know what the Word of God says, and you've confessed that Word of God as truth, and that that Word of our Lord declares even more about this wonderful life, this wonderful estate that you are being placed into today. That second lesson from Ephesians 5 lays out some duties of each husband and each wife. The God, the creator of marriage, since He is the creator, gets to define how marriage works best. best for both people involved, the husband and wife, individually and together. That those who wish otherwise, who wish to upend what God has created and thus what God has directed, well, they turn from God. And that will frankly never end well. Even more than those God-given roles of husband loving as Christ loved and the wife submitting as the church submits is the image that is portrayed in a godly union of a man and a woman and the image of Christ and his church through that. That the loving service, the loving sacrifice, the loving submission are pictures of what Christ, of what the church of our Lord Jesus lives in. It is not something to turn away from, but something to celebrate, something that is a beautiful relationship. And the highest honor for marriage, it is that it is such a picture of Christ and his church. So, Rob, you have your directions from God about being a godly husband. As a forgiven Christian, baptized by God, a child of God, covered in the blood of Jesus, saved by grace through faith, you are to serve Sandy, the wife that God has given to you. That you are to serve her like Christ has served and continues to serve his church. And that means sacrifice for her sake. That Sandy, you have your directions from God about being a godly wife. That as a forgiven Christian, baptized by God, a child of God, redeemed by the blood of Jesus, saved by grace through faith, you are to submit to Rob, your God-given husband, as the church does to Christ. That the husband serves and sacrifices for the wife, and the wife, in the trust of the Lord, submits to the loving, sacrificial service of the husband. The world will have you ask the question, which one has the harder job? But as you both carry sinful natures, you will find that that old selfishness will grumble at either both sacrifice or submission. But each of you, as Christians, know what to do with the suggestions your sinful nature makes. Let them be drowned and die by your baptism. Pick up instead what Christ has given you in your new life as Christians. And this life, know that he gives you as a Christian husband and wife. As these husbandly and wifely tasks are indeed good works spelled out by our God in his word. Outdo each other. Outdo each other in the good works that God has set before you this day. You both know that this will not always work. That sometimes your sinful nature will indeed rise up and get the better of you, and you will sin against each other. This is why it is such a blessing that each of you is a Christian, that you both know the forgiveness of our God, the forgiveness that Christ Jesus our Lord has earned for you, the forgiveness that he freely gives you, and that you both know as Christians where such grace and mercy and forgiveness can be found, where Christ has chosen to deliver that forgiveness to you. And you know what it is to be forgiven, to be set free from the guilt of your sins, to be set free from the shame of sins committed against you. You not only know this, but here in this church, in this congregation, you have confessed it as members of this congregation. That the forgiveness that you have received, this wonderful gift of our God that has come to you solely because of Jesus, this gift that you continue to receive, the forgiveness of sins, it is essential to your married life, as you will need that forgiveness to motivate you to forgive each other as Christ has forgiven you. That you would love each other as Christ has loved you. Others may come with their redefinition, with their opinions about marriage, about God ultimately, but they don't know what they're saying. That God's word is truth. And God's word defines the married estate, and it sets out our God's gracious and loving will for it. That indeed, let all mankind be wrong if it needs to be, because God is right. And these words that you've heard today from Holy Scripture are good words. They are true words because they are God's words. And they are words of blessing for you as husband and wife. That He is blessing you immensely today with the gift of each other, with the gift of a marriage. That what God does today in joining you both together, may no man ever undo. And may your days together be a wonderful witness to both the gift of companionship, but also the portrayal of Christ, our loving Savior, and His church, the forgiven. God grant it. Amen.